Those two accountants from PricewaterhouseCoopers who were involved in the Best Picture mishap at the Oscars will not be invited back. That's according to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaacs told the AP that the Academy's relationship with PwC is also under review. So what does this flub mean for PwC and the other accounting firms that take part in award shows? Nathan Bomey is a reporter for USA Today. He joins us now. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And PwC is an accounting firm based in London, one of the biggest in the world with about $36 billion in revenue last year. Does it matter what just happened at the Academy Awards for their bottom line?
Well, I don't think it necessarily matters for the bottom line from a profit perspective, but it matters with regard to their reputation, because the big four accounting firms bet their entire business on trust, because they do what is called a credence good, which means that their entire business is difficult for the average person, even the average executive, to value in the sense that after they conduct with their accounting or auditing work, we don't really know, the average person doesn't really know whether they did what they were promised to do. So you trust them. It's about their brand. And when their brand takes a hit like this, that's not a good thing.
And Ernst & Young, one of their competitors, audits the Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu audits the Grammy Awards. Why do they do these things? Is this part of their kind of PR strategy to be involved in these awards shows? Because it seems like it doesn't really have that much to do with what they do on a daily basis.
Right. I don't think they're making much money off of this. So I think that PR is a big part of it. In fact, you've seen PwC really ramp up its social media presence with regard to the Oscars in the last few years. And of course, we now know that one of the partners involved in this mistake was on his phone, was on Twitter minutes before it happened. And so they understand that this burnishes the brand. The problem is that it just sets them up for the second there's a mistake, then it just casts a spotlight on all of those activities that have taken place online. To see now.
And when you look at the overall business models of these accounting firms, you write that automation is a much bigger threat.
It is. It's funny. I did a big project in automation just a few weeks ago for USA Today and actually spoke to PwC at the time. And they said they believe 40% of their auditing and accounting process can be automated. And so they're actually moving quickly toward that. This is a business where automation will have a significant effect. You know, we think of automation as affecting only, you know, people who are doing low paid jobs. But the reality is it will actually sweep through many quote unquote white collar positions. Accounting is one of those. So I don't think that the Academy Awards process is going to be automated anytime soon, but you can certainly expect that accountants will have to adapt.
And do you expect that the Academy Awards will sever their relationship with PwC?
You know, I've had this conversation with several people, and I think it's going to be very difficult for the Academy to continue that relationship because of how public this mistake was. And so the fact that they're reviewing the relationship is not a surprise at all. Perhaps ultimately they can chalk this up to just, you know, a physical mistake. And so it doesn't necessarily speak to their overall process. But the real issue here is accounting firms' entire business is to make sure that companies and organizations have internal controls in place to keep mistakes from happening. And if you can't keep a mistake like this from happening, then it does cast some aspersions on the rest of your process. Again, I don't think people are really questioning PwC's general accounting, but this is just a public mistake that really causes people to think twice.
That's Nathan Bomey, a reporter with USA Today. Nathan, thanks.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.